Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Can't beat Raven.
$1,100 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. All right, James, you ready to play?
Yes.
I would like to go into this long weekend by giving you this cash. So can you please ask Raven to leave the room and get all the answers right?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man. $1,100. Here we go.
All right. All right, James, while Raven's walking out of here, let's go over the rules. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. We're in a soundproof studio, so he can't hear us. He'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, 3% of people said they would not wear a blindfold for 24 hours, even if they were paid $10 million. Ridiculous. What was the name of the Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock where they had to wear blindfolds to avoid destruction?
Bird Box.
Number two, Cher is celebrating her 80th birthday this week. Which Cher song includes the lyric, "Do you believe in life after love?"
Believe.
Number three, Stephen Colbert had his last show last night. What Beatles member was his last guest?
John Lennon.
Number four, Emily in Paris has begun filming its last season, season 6, in Greece. On which streaming service can you find Emily in Paris?
Netflix.
Number five, Memorial Day weekend has arrived as we honor our fallen heroes. But it wasn't always called Memorial Day. It was changed to that in 1868. It was formerly known as what?
Washington's holiday.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for James.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, 3% of people said they would not wear a blindfold for 24 hours, even if they were paid $10 million.
That's weird.
I know. Like, what? Sure.
No problem.
I'll just take a lot of naps. I'll be fine.
That's for sure.
What was the name of the Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock where they had to wear blindfolds to avoid destruction?
Bird Box.
Yes.
Netflix. Good movie.
Number two, Cher is celebrating her 80th birthday this week. Which Cher song includes the lyric, "Do you believe in life after love?"
After love, after love, that's believe.
That's right.
She hated that song, by the way.
Number three, Stephen Colbert had his last show last night. What Beatles member was his last guest?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney's correct. James said John Lennon.
John, that would be quite a trick.
It would be quite a resurrection from the dead. Don't feel bad, James, because I was just speaking to somebody very powerful in radio and asked if we were going to see Barbara Walters that evening, and then he informed me that she had died 5 years ago.
2 years ago.
When, however long it was.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's dead, right?
She's gone.
And I didn't know that, and I was very embarrassed, so don't feel bad. Number four, Emily in Paris has begun filming its last season, season 6 in Greece. On which streaming service can you watch Emily in Paris?
Is that Netflix?
Yep. And number five, Memorial Day weekend has arrived as we honor our fallen heroes. But it wasn't always called Memorial Day. It was changed to that in 1868 and was formerly known as what?
Decoration Day.
Decoration Day is correct. I'm sorry, James, 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you very much. It's James and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. Great holiday weekend coming up here. And a $1,200 when the game returns Tuesday.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.